Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest to happen in running this week. This week's stories include the return of Timothy Olsen, Sage's blood, and Jen Shelton gets a job. We begin this week with the third race in the World Marathon Majors, the London Marathon. As with the first two races of the 2017 season, it was Kenya atop the men's and women's podium. Most exciting was Mary Kitani's 2:17.01, which places her within striking distance of Paula Radcliffe's legendary 2:15 world record. But it was this story coming later in the day that is eerily reminiscent of what happened multiple times at last weekend's Boston Marathon. A visibly out of it marathoner coming down the final 200 meter stretch, still under 3 hour pace, is assisted to the finish line by a fellow participant and a random coach slash official slash spectator. Although it is admirable for helping this guy and giving up your own race for a fellow runner, it really undermines what racing is all about. More bothersome, the London Marathon officially tweeted out this video saying, "This is what the hashtag London Marathon is all about. Emoji clappy hands, emoji British flag." I'm sorry, London Marathon, but no. If you can't finish the race under your own power, you should not be listed as a finisher. What if it had been the race leader coming down the finish, and he or she is aided to the tape by an outsider? Would they still get the win? Is it really fair to second place? Let's look back to when Brian Morrison was leading the Western States 100 with under 100 meters to go and he physically collapses. He subsequently helped up and aided to the finish, but brutally disqualified from the event. Tough, but that's what the sport of running is really all about. Okay, let's move on to the trail ultras that took place this weekend. A pair of 115K Ultra Trail World Tour events took place, and we saw a couple of new course records. First, it was the triumphant return of Timothy Olsen. We'd basically assumed Timmy succumbed to the same fate as many top-of-the-line ultra runners over the past decade, whose meteoric rise was somewhat quickly followed by a heck of a lot of silence. The term overtraining syndrome, or OTS, was coined to determine the condition of a handful of greats like Kyle Skaggs, Jeff Froese, Anton Kupchinski, and Mike Wolf, who seemed to be dominatingly invincible just prior to their running careers falling off the map. Tim's last great win was back at the 2013 Western States 100, which helped catapult him as an ultra-running figurehead, even landing him on a Discovery Channel reality show.
That's all I can do. Your hands were just slipping on that, and I'm not a very good climber, so it's just... I don't do a lot of upper body work. I tried using my legs.
Well, it was all Tim all the time as he beat last year's course record at the Peñagalusa Trail Ultras in Spain. Great to see this guy back. He's got a lighter schedule on tap this year, which will culminate with my dream race, the Diagonal de Fou on Reunion Island in October. At the other UTWT race, it was all Francois Dehaene as he smashed the more competitive of the two weekend races. This one on Portuguese Madeira Island, where Zach Miller showed up last year to win and helped bring the race some international attention. This time around, Francois won handily and beat Zach's record by 46 minutes. Damn, it must have been that sweet, sweet hat he's rocking. The women, Swiss Andrea Huser, also won by a wide margin. Thinking of running a beer mile but concerned about having to keep your clothes on? Well, the folks at Bear Burrow Nude 5K have got you covered. Well, maybe uncovered. After you run the 5K, which features hundreds of nude runners running across their ranch, some participants did a beer mile fun run. Sorry, or maybe you're welcome, but we don't.
The Bearboro Nude 5K. It's the original and still the best nude 5K in California. 3.1 miles of foothill trails and fire roads in a technical and challenging course for advanced runners, and a fun day in the sun for recreational runners and walkers.
In clean sport, Sage Canaday, on the heels of Lake Sonoma, posted to his Instagram a blood work test done the Thursday after his big California win. According to Sage, he is part of the CORTS testing program administered through the International Trail Running Association, or ITRA. The CORTS program targets the top-ranked trail and ultra athletes in the world with periodic drug testing. You can see for yourself a full list of the athletes involved in 2017 on their site, but some include Remy Bonnet, Sage Canaday, Francois Dehaene, Killian Jornet, Greg Voyer, Emily Forsberg, Ida Nilsson, Megan Kimmel, and Natalie Mauclair. For full transparency, runners have the opportunity to make their information public directly on the site, but unfortunately the link is broken. Kudos to Sage for making his results public despite that, but I don't know a whole lot about blood chemistry. Anyone out there who can help interpret? P.S. Let's hope iTrig gets that link fixed so we can see more results. We now go live to SkizzleFresh for the latest in ultra nutrition.
Not bad. Yeah, this is rich. This is rich. There's gonna be a lot of sugar on this challenge. Oh lordy. I've hit a point of critical mass. This is too many. This is no.
Holy shit, that looks whack. According to a super clickbait piece of content by @NewScientist on Twitter, in a new video they are asking, can pregnancy boost athletic performance? Really, guys? This is where we're going with the doping movement? Pregnancy is now a PED? Didn't get a lucky golden ticket for this year's big dance in Squaw Valley? Well, you can still win a spot in this June's Western States 100 by winning the Ultra Runner Mag Series, which ranks athletes on their best performance in a 100K, 50K, 50-mile, 100-mile distance via a complex weighting scoring system. Their tagline states, introducing the newest qualifying race for Western States. All of them. You might need a PhD in statistics to decipher this scoring system. Scores are based upon finishing time, race distance, gender place, strength of field, and size of race. The overall formula is base score times race distance times strength of field times gender place bonus times size multiplier. Base score is your gender-specific win time in seconds divided by your finishing time. Race distance is the miles of the race rounded up or down to the nearest standard distance. No bonus miles for those 120K events. Strength of field bonus rankings based UROI ranking runners in the field. The first place UROI is worth 3% bonus. The second place UROI is worth 2.75% bonus. The third place UROI is worth 2.5% bonus. Fourth place UROI is 2.25%. Current stats may be viewed at ultrarunningraceseries.com. Race results through April 30th will count in the rankings, and the man and woman on top will get those bonus spots. Currently, Brian Rusecki is in first place for the men, and Claire Gallagher is leading the women. Claire, of course, is already in States, and the spots will reportedly roll down until claimed. That would potentially give Darcy Piquiu, currently in third, a spot if she takes it. Lance Armstrong, banned from almost all events he tries to gain entry into, has come up with his own race and is calling it the Texas 100. The 100-mile non-competitive gravel grinder bike ride includes, according to a press release, a cloth bib and post-race beer party. It was just announced that Jen Shelton has rejoined the ranks of the employed after a wanderlust couple of years cruising in her van. We have not yet confirmed that this change has anything to do with her recent Skimo accident in Europe, which left her with some extra hardware in her leg. But Jen, we hope you have a full recovery soon. You can now hire Jen as your own personal run coach through Trails and Tarmac. We leave you with this from her opening interview posted to TNT alongside her coaching announcement. When asked what advice she would give to trail runners looking to improve their speed, she quoted 219 marathoner Dina Castor, who gave Jen this advice. Number one, drink 2 glasses of water every morning. Number two, never buy store-bought marshmallows. Make your own. How do you do that? Three, do strides after every run. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share, or if you want to hire me, Jam Jam, as your coach, or if you have a recipe for homemade marshmallows, tweet us @MountainOutpost. Have a shitty week.